Hello, everyone. It is Tuesday, October 12th, 6:03 p.m., and you read the title. It is the recap and preview episode. Everyone's very beautiful favorite, as I also have the Atlanta Braves and Milwaukee Brewers NLDS Game 3 on down at the bottom of the screen. Giants game starts in 3 minutes, so I gotta go fast. Can't stick around for too long. There's baseball to be watched, as Eduardo Escobar hits a single up the middle to lead off the ninth inning. Brewers are down 5-4 to the Braves, so they're playing for their season. They're down 2-1 in the series, so if the Braves win, then they clinch. So let's just start off. Let's get right into it. It was a good week of football because there were coaches being fired for being racist. There were coaches being... I'm not going to say cheating on their wives, but doing questionable things to women that were not their wives. And that's an issue. So Thursday night, Rams and Seattle Seahawks. Ah! The Rams get the win 26-17. Pop up out. What was that, Colton Wong? What are you doing, baby? Russell Wilson, probably biggest storyline of the game. Russell Wilson goes down with a messed up, dislocated middle finger on his throwing hand, and he hit it on Aaron Donald's helmet. It was kind of like, I don't know how to describe it, like the ligaments were destroyed or messed up or something like that. Why is Colton Wong bunting in a one-run game in the ninth inning? That's terrible. But the Rams, they get the win over a division opponent in an exciting game. Matthew Stafford really with a very good game. The Seahawks, their season looks like it could very well be over if they don't have Russell Wilson. They have Geno Smith at quarterback. They're even with Russell Wilson, they're 2-3. Sunday games, the London game is the game that I was not a fan of. Falcons and Jets. Falcons get the win 27-20. They did not put on the best of displays for the over-the-pond fans. The Jets, they lose again. Zach Wilson with a bad game. Matt Ryan threw for 342 yards and 2 touchdowns. It was 27-20 in the fourth quarter, and then the Jets made it a little more interesting. It wasn't interesting. I did not watch because it was at 6:30 in the morning, and I'm not in any mood to watch that, I just don't want to watch football that early. I mean, I could watch football at any time, just that I don't want to watch football at 6:30 in the morning when it's a bad football game. Philadelphia and Carolina. Philadelphia gets a surprising win, 21-18. Jalen Hurts somehow pulled out an incredible game-winning drive against the Carolina Panthers. It was a very disgusting game. Sam Darnold was absolutely atrocious. 3 interceptions, a pick, 177 passing yards. It sounds like they're probably going to get Christian McCaffrey back this week. Chuba Hubbard with his career game, best career game so far. Green Bay and Cincinnati. This game will be not known for much besides missed kicks, as the people are praying in Atlanta for a Braves win. Green Bay wins 25-22. Ethan McPherson and Mason Crosby went back and forth and missed 5 straight field goals, and that's not a good time. The reason why it was so interesting was because it was such bad football that, like, it was fun to watch. So that's what I did. I watched it, and then I didn't see the game-winning field goal because Fox jumped to the 49ers game and didn't show me the game-winning field goal, which is a little frustrating. New England and Houston. New England wins 25-22. Another pretty ferocious game. And between two not very good teams, Mac Jones, 231 passing yards. Davis Mills with a really good game, actually. 21-29, 3 touchdowns, 312 yards. Might be because they were playing from behind for the fourth quarter. Houston was actually winning for a lot of the game. It was 15-9 at halftime. Another game with a lot of missed extra points, missed field goals, and it was, let's see if I can calculate this right, it was 22-15 heading into the fourth quarter, Willie Adames strikes out swinging, two outs. Ooh. And the Braves are one out away from going to the NLCS. But it was a pretty bad game all around. I did not watch because I wasn't able to. Tennessee and Jacksonville. Tennessee beats up on the Jaguars 37-19. Trevor Lawrence was actually not a terrible game, but Jacksonville still 0-5, and it's sad. Jamal Agnew had six catches, which I was not aware that he is now a wide receiver. I just thought he was a kick returner on the Lions. I mean, he played cornerback and wide receiver, but like he wasn't like doing that much. The Christian Yelich up to bat, I won't call the game for right now. That's a strike, 0-1. Detroit and Minnesota, I'm really angry about this game. Detroit, they've been in every single game except for the Bears game. The Detroit Lions could very well be 4-1. The first game, if they don't allow 41 points to the 49ers. Second game, if they don't blow a halftime lead to the Packers. Third game, who was it? It was the Justin Tucker, and that's a check swing and miss. Check swing down to 30, he went around. One strike away. Justin Tucker makes a 67-yard field goal. Yeah, like that's going to happen every single day. And then last week, they lost fair and square to the Braves. But this week, they lose 19-17. And I'm going to call this pitch right here. It's going to Will Smith deals. And strike three called. The Braves win. Braves are heading to the NLCS. How about that? Strike three called to Christian Yelich. You should not be taking that situation. Braves, how about that? That was an upset. And the Braves are going to be playing either the Giants or Dodgers starting Friday, I think, maybe Saturday. But how about that? Go Braves. I mean, if it's the Giants, then I'm rooting against the Braves, but okay, whatever. Back to football. Minnesota wins 19-17 on a game-winning field goal by, who's their kicker? Dan Bailey, I think it is. Yeah, it is. It's Dan Bailey. Whatever. I don't really care that much. But Detroit, they're 0-5, but their coach, it was an inspirational day. Dan Campbell, head coach of the Detroit Lions, says he was tearing up about how passionate he is for his players. And that's how I feel. I've been in shock and I'm distressed by how unfortunate the Lions have been. Just like my fantasy football team. I've lost one game fair and square, but I keep on losing by like 6 or 7 points. And it sucks. It's frustrating. And I can only imagine what the players that are actually like playing the game feel. That sucks. Pittsburgh and Denver. Pittsburgh gets the win 27-19. The only thing about this game was Juju Smith-Schuster hurt his shoulder, out for the season. Unfortunate. Ben Roethlisberger with a pretty terrible game. Najee Harris, though, 23 carries, 122 yards, and a touchdown. Chase Claypool's an interesting name to keep an eye on, even not only in a fantasy sense, but he's going to be getting a lot more targets this year with no Juju Smith-Schuster. Same thing with Deontay Johnson. It's going to be an interesting time over in Pittsburgh. Tampa Bay and Miami. Miami's now 1-4. Yikes. Jacoby Brissett got hurt and then got carted off the field, but then he was carted back on the field, which is really strange. Tampa Bay, it was a close game until the fourth quarter. Then Tampa Bay won 45-17, so they scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. Really unfortunate for the Dolphins, but Miles Gaskin with 10 catches, 74 yards, and 2 touchdowns. How about that? That was a good game. Antonio Brown, 7 catches, 124 yards, and 2 touchdowns on a 60-yard touchdown. Tom Brady, 5 touchdown passes, 411 passing yards. Wow, 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 wow. New Orleans and Washington. New Orleans wins 33-22. The Saints have another strange game from Jameis Winston. 15 for 30, so he was very inefficient, but 279 passing yards, so kind of a lot. One interception and 4 touchdown passes, which you don't usually see when someone only throws for 279 passing yards, so still a strange season. Alvin Kamara ran for a touchdown and caught a touchdown. And you know what? If you listened to the fantasy football episode last week, I said my sleeper is at the tight end is Ricky Seals-Jones, and excuse me for a second there. I need to pause the recording because I need to I need to change the baseball game, and I don't want you all to hear that recording. And I think that, have I been, oh my God. Let me see if I pause. Am I heard now? I'm sorry if you all heard that. I did not know if this thing worked or not, if I was recording while I was changing the game to TNT. Sorry about that. If you all heard it, I don't know. We'll have to see. Ricky Seals-Jones, 5 catches for 41 yards. Exactly. You all should listen to me. I know something. What are you all talking about? I'm an intellectual. But New Orleans gets the win 33-22. They're now 3-2. Washington's 2-3. Chicago Bears. The Bears. They get the win 20-9. How about them Bears? The Raiders in their final game as with John Gruden, who turned out to be a racist scumbag and many more things. Justin Fields, the final game with him, they lose 20-9. Justin Fields, 12 for 20, 111 passing yards and a touchdown. Khalil Herbert, kind of a surprising name, 18 carries for 75 yards. Weird game for him. Josh Jacobs, 15 carries, 48 yards and a touchdown. Derek Carr got knocked out and then returned, which was, I never understood that. How are they able to determine that someone does not have a concussion even after they're literally passed out on the ground and they're allowed to return to the game? That seems Los Angeles Chargers and Cleveland Browns. Mookie Betts, ooh, catch that. Yep, Los Angeles Chargers, probably the game of the week. Really high scoring the fourth quarter. What was that game? Was there a game? Yeah, the Lions Minnesota game was outscored by the fourth quarter of the Chargers-Browns game. The Chargers went 47-42, 1 point away from a scoregami, which would have been cool. Chargers, they scored 26 points. Browns scored 15 in the fourth quarter. It was, what's the score? 27-21, Browns heading into the fourth. And the Chargers just go back and forth, catching touchdowns. Mike Williams had a really good game. 8 catches, 165 yards, 2 touchdowns. Austin Eckler tried not to score a touchdown, trying to pull the Ahmad Bradshaw move in the Super Bowl in 2011, and he like got pushed it into the end zone because he didn't want to score to waste more clock. And that was a move that seemingly has become much more common in recent years, the push into the end zone play. But the Chargers, anywho, they still win, but they missed the extra point actually after that. Arizona and San Francisco. Arizona gets to win 17-10. Pretty gross game if you wanted offense. 49ers start Trey Lance's first career start, 15-29, 192 yards pick, and he sprained his knee, so that's unfortunate. He also carried the ball 16 times, 89 yards, and that's impressive. Good job Trey Lance, but Jimmy G is probably gonna be replacing him. Really bad game for the 49ers receivers and also their offensive line. Mike McGlinchey, I was watching the game, it was bad. He got called for 3 penalties. He was getting blown up by JJ Watt on almost every single play, like more than what JJ Watt is used to, like more blowing up when you're watching JJ Watt play. Calamari with a good game, 239 yards and touchdown. Dallas and the Giants. Dallas gets the win. How about them Cowboys? Dallas gets the win 44-20. New York lost almost their entire offense, you could say. Oh no, Dodgers just scored a run. That's unfortunate. And play at the plate, safe. Corey Seager scores. That's cheeks for the Giants. The New York Giants, they lose Daniel Jones to a concussion. He was knocked out, wobbling around like a deer, like a baby deer who just learned how to walk. They lost Kadarius Toney, who had a really good game. 10 catches, 189 yards, and then he punched a guy in the head who was wearing a helmet, which I'm not sure how well that works. They lost Saquon Barkley to a weird injury. He was, after a play, he was just running along, and then he stepped and turned his ankle, and he's out 2 to 4 weeks. He got hurt and left the game. Then they lost Kenny Golladay to a knee injury, and then did not have Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton. So that's 6 players that pretty much make up most of their offense. And The Giants are now 1-4. Dallas, how about them Cowboys? They're 4-1. Kadarius Toney, a good game. Not really sure what you're doing punching guys with helmets. Dak Prescott, 302 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. How about that? Buffalo and Kansas City in a really strange game on Sunday night. Buffalo gets the win 38-20. Kansas City, what are you doing? They're now 2-3, which is not where they envisioned themselves to be. Patrick Mahomes with a really bad game, 33-54, 272 yards, 2 picks, 2 touchdowns, not a good game. And then the game was delayed, which I didn't know that football games could be delayed like that, in the middle of the game because there was lightning in the area. The halftime show was really good. It was with Mike Tirico, Drew Brees, and Tony Dungy. Really good halftime show. I was a big fan of it. They were talking about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They were talking about oranges. They were recapping like every single game because they had close to an hour of halftime, which is not normal. And it was just a good time. Baltimore and Indianapolis. Baltimore gets the win 31-25 on Monday Night Football. And I've heard that this game was really good. I did not watch most of it. I was watching the Giants playoff game. Mark Andrews, 11 catches, 147 yards, 2 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson, 37-43, 442 yards, 4 touchdowns. My dearest brother, he was playing young Nick in the fantasy football, and dearest brother was down close to 50 points, and game was over. He had a 1% chance of winning in fantasy football. And yet, Mark Andrews nearly brought him all the way back. If he had Lamar Jackson as quarterback, he probably would have won the game. And that would have been incredible and beautiful and fabulous. Game-winning touchdown happened on a Marquise Brown touchdown catch. And the Ravens win, 31-25. But the game was pretty booty. It was 22-9 heading into the fourth quarter. Colts on top, and then they blew the lead, which is very, very tough, and Baltimore gets the win. So that's the recap. I need to get that sound up. Let's have a look. What sound should we get for this week? Should I just go back to the normal one? Oh my god, the computer's seizing up. Uh-oh. This could be my final waking breath, because this computer is acting such a fool. Let's see here. Will we be able to find it? Let's see here. Mute. Let's see here. Here it is. Here's a sound effect that you all love and adore. Yes, sir. You know what that means. It's in time to the preview of week 6. First week with byes. The teams on the bye: Atlanta, New Orleans, New York Jets, and San Francisco. Last week, I did pretty good. 10-6. And you know what's really embarrassing? In the first week of Hefe's rock hard picks of the week, Ernie Johnson on the TV. How about that? Ernie Johnson looking very sharp. In the first week of Hefe's rock hard picks of the week, pick of the week, I got it wrong. I said Carolina, and I'm sorry, Hefe, if you lost money from it. It's really unfortunate, but I'm doing it again. My rock hard, Hefe's rock hard pick of the week: the Los Angeles Rams playing the New York Giants. They're probably gonna be without they're gonna be out with Saquon Barkley. No Kenny Golladay. Probably not any Daniel Jones, with looking how that injury happened. And you have Mike Glennon as your quarterback against Matthew Stafford. That's not a good look. Oh, Jesus Christ. What happened to the TV? I need to pause again. Heading out. I'm back. I changed it. And I can confirm that I was not recording. I know that I wasn't. And I'm certain of that. And that's lovely. Let's go. Hefe's rock hard pick of the week is the Los Angeles Rams. Put your money on the Los Angeles Rams, Hefe. Or anyone that cares to listen and is gambling. Let's start off with the start. On Thursday Night Football, Tampa Bay and the Philadelphia Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! They're playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is not my rock hard pick of the week because I just saw the Eagles beat the Carolina Panthers in the last Tefe's rock hard pick of the week, which is a little embarrassing. But I'm going to go with Tampa Bay because I just saw them beat up on the Miami Dolphins. I know that they're a good team, and I think that they will win. And I'm fairly confident that they will win. Miami and Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville were here. Upset win right here because I don't like what I've been seeing from the Miami Dolphins. They are getting back to Tua Tagovailoa, but I just feel at some point the Jaguars are going to have to win a game. They can't go 0-16 this year. And I just think that this week might be the week. And I feel like this could be... Because let's take a look at the Jaguars' remaining schedule. Like, they have Dolphins, Seahawks, Bills, Colts, 49ers. Next possible win is the Atlanta Falcons in, what's that, week 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, in week 10. Then you play the Rams, that's a loss. Titans, that's probably a loss. Texans, maybe in week 13. 14, 15, oh no, that's not right. What did I do? Whatever. Texans, maybe. Jets, maybe. Patriots, probably not. Colts, probably not. So I could see them sitting at 3-14, it seems like. That seems pretty... I mean, like, maybe the Texans? Probably not. Because they've been... The Texans beat them in week one. That's their only win of the season. And I could see the Texans beating the Jaguars and that being their only wins of the season. That must be really tough to be a Jaguars fan. You just came off being 1-15 last year. You get the first overall pick, you get a quarterback, and then he sucks. What do? Just tear it down. Just move to Canada or move to England, because that's what they're playing. It's at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London. And I feel it in my bones. Next game, Green Bay and Chicago. And I'm going to take Green Bay right here. I think that Chicago is they just came off a win against the Raiders. But I just don't feel like... I don't feel like it's going to... I just don't feel like they're up for it. Let's see here. Oh yeah, here it is.
Inshallah. Shoo.
Muchas gracias, afición. Este para vosotros.
What the hell? What was that? What did I just stumble across? Green Bay is the pick. Cincinnati and Detroit. That should be a new sound effect. I should just have these sound effects laying around here so I can just play them like the honk 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 honk. I'm gonna take Detroit against the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm taking off the headphones. Let's go. Detroit Lions football. Detroit Lions. It's time. Get those wins. Get those wins, Detroit Lions. You have a head coach that feels passionate about your team. You have a head coach that is crying his eyes out for you, the Detroit Lions. And now you're playing a Cincinnati Bengals team that just came off a bunt. They can't even get a kicker to make a point, an extra point, or a field goal in a game-winning game. Let's go, Detroit Lions. We're not going to lose again. We're going 12-5 the rest of the way. We're beating up on everyone. At least this win. Let's get one win first, because that's the only way you can start going 12-5. Is you get a win right now. Thank you. Thank you for my speech. There we go. Let's go, Detroit Lions. Let's go. Sorry about that, everyone. Just feeling some type of way today about my Detroit Lions after I saw my head coach tearing up. That made me weeping. Houston and Indianapolis. I'm taking Indianapolis. The Texans are bad. And Indianapolis coming off a loss against the Ravens that seemed like... trash bag Mark Levy said, that's a Detroit Lions type of loss after the game. I hate you, Mark Levy. You're a terrible announcer. Los Angeles Rams and New York Giants, you already know what I said. Rams all the way. This is my Jefe's rock hard pick of the week. Kansas City and Washington. I can take Kansas City because this seems pretty obvious that Kansas City needs to get back on track. They're 2-3. They're in last place in their division. And you can't finish last place with Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and Tyreek Hill on your team. Like, it's not, that's not good at all. You can't have that happening. And then Washington, they seem like they're becoming, even though they are 2-3, they feel a little bit more like a pushover than they actually are. So maybe, I think this game could be close. Minnesota and Carolina, I'm going to take Carolina right here. They're coming back after a 3-0 start to the season. They lose to the Cowboys. And they lose to the Philadelphia E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. So they've had, and Lamont Wade Jr. into the gap. Will it get down? Yes, sir. On the move to third base, Chris Bryant. Let's go. Baseball. Minnesota and Carolina. I already said Carolina because I feel like they need to get it together if they want to do anything good, because they're in a tough division. Saints are looking good. Falcons look garbage. They should disband. And then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're probably going to win the Super Bowl again. Chargers and Ravens. Chargers, they are going to win, I think. Because Justin Herbert looks like he's an underrated MVP candidate right now. The people aren't talking about it. Everyone's just saying Calamari. People are saying Matthew Stafford. I think that Justin Herbert, MVP candidate right here, he's leading his team to success. He has the keys to success. And that should be a new segment, the keys to success. Arizona and Cleveland, this is actually a really good game. That's why it's at 105 in Cleveland. And I'm going to take Cleveland in this one, just to get the upset win to make Arizona 5-1. I think that they could do it. I feel good about the Cleveland Browns this year. I think that there's a good chance that they get the win. And I think that they have the talent too, for sure. They're coming off a really rough loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. I think Arizona's kind of feeling a little weird that they were just in so close in the game with the 49ers. And that was like their closest game. First week they blew out Tennessee. Second week, actually, never mind. They won 34-33. Never mind. Take that back. I didn't mean to. Oh, Chandler Jones got corona. That's not looking very sharp. Jaguars, they beat up the Jaguars and they crushed the Rams, so yomp yomp yomp. Raiders! They play the Denver Broncos. And the Broncos, I think they're gonna beat up on them. There are two ways that the Raiders could respond to losing their head coach, who was supposed to be on a 10-year deal. He only was there for 3 years, and he resigned after his scumbaggery came around. And the Broncos, I think the Raiders have two ways. One is to circle around themselves and say, we will prove that John Gruden did not mean as much as people think. We will do good. And then the other way is we're just going to fall apart and we're just going to lose all the games the rest of the way. And I think that's what's going to happen. Denver Broncos going to beat up on them. Dallas and the Cowboys and the New England Patriots. The Cowboys are going to win this one. I don't feel confident in Mac Jones as a solid quarterback that can lead his team to victory. Seattle and Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. I'm going to take Pittsburgh because I think that they're kind of done. I don't think by the time that Russell wasn't going to be back, it's going to be like week 10, week 12, week 13 or something like that. Oh my God, come on, Evan Longoria. Striking out with runners on first and third, one out. That's tough. But Pittsburgh is going to win. I think Seattle's pretty much done. They may win like one or two games while Russell Wilson's out with Geno Smith at quarterback, but I don't think this is going to be one of them. Who do the Seahawks have left? Next week is the Saints on Monday night. Then Jaguars. I think they might beat the Jaguars. Packers. And then it's a bye. Then Packers, Cardinals, Falcon or Washington football team. And then I think it's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, week 12 against Washington's where they're going to come back. So I think that one win is where they're probably going to be at, because that team doesn't have, they don't have the abilities to come back from, they're not able to come back from that, from losing their MVP candidate quarterback. Buffalo and Tennessee on Monday Night Football. I take Buffalo. Tennessee just doesn't seem like they really have it right now. Like they just beat up on the Jaguars. They beat the Seahawks and they've beat the Colts, and then they lost to the Jets and they lost to the big time Cardinals. I just don't think they they're really clicking. Like they have AJ Brown. Oh, down the line. Oh, just foul. Cheeks. And they're going to get Julio Jones back, but I just don't think that Julio Jones has the big impact on this team as he did when he was in Atlanta. I feel like if he stayed in Atlanta, he would have a better season. If the Titans get Calvin Ridley, I think that they have a better season than if they have Julio Jones. You heard it here first. Buffalo is the pick. So that'll wrap it up. Let's see here. Should I play the sound effect? The sound effect to lead us away and say goodbye.
Muchas gracias, afición.
Goodbye, everyone.